Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Slash and dash.
Slash and dash.
Okay. You chose, when I last checked, the luckiest murder ever. No, really, he's bloody jammy. I think
it had that amount of title. Was there parentheses involved?
No, just commas and shit.
So unwieldy.
Probably people thought bloody jammy was some sort of hint at something, but it wasn't.
I would have thought if you put that much effort into writing the title, it's obviously the one you want to do.
Well, I liked the first one as well. No, the second one. I was all right with all of them this time. I didn't try and...
There was no bias in this.
But they were neck and neck for a while. It's the tightest one ever. Tightest slashed ever. So, Calvin Jones, 33, was dating Sarah Talbot, 23, in 1964. A lot older than I thought, actually, this story, in Philadelphia. And it was a summer day. They were out for a drive and they got into a really heated argument.
On a summer's drive?
I mean, driving...
What's there to argue about?
Driving before sat-nav was pretty stressful.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I have witnessed my parents nearly divorce a lot of times.
One of you's got the map. One of you's just driving. Say the wrong turn in. It pisses people off. So, they got into an argument. And in response to Sarah arguing with him, Jones grabbed a rubber hose... that he happened to have.
What is rubber hose? Is rubber hose just normal hose? I hear the phrase rubber hose a lot.
Yeah.
So is a hose always a rubber hose?
No.
Is that a special type of hose?
I imagine it's a stretchy...
Like your green garden hose, that's not rubber. That's plastic, right?
Yeah.
Rubber hose.
Rubber.
It seems like they're only used for whipping.
Yeah.
Rubber hosing.
Or like point and click games.
Oh my god, I love a point and click game.
I love a point. I've just started playing Thimbleweed and I've just played Cathy Rain on my phone because Luke bought me an iTunes voucher. Have you ever played Monkey Island?
No.
Love a point and click game so much.
I played some on the PlayStation, like a completed one called Broken Age, and that was amazing. And no.
I just like not being able to die.
Yes, same.
Because
I'm totally safe here. I can click on everything.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Love it. So, yeah, recommend Cathy Rain, £5 on iTunes.
£5?
I know, it feels like a lot, but actually I really enjoyed it and I thought...
I'll whip you with some rubber hose and steal the game. I'm not paying £5.
I could have had a shitty coffee for that and I got a few hours enjoyment of my life. So,
He grabbed a rubber hose.
He
pointed at the rubber hose and went...
He grabbed his rubber hose and he smacked her 15 times... hard round the face, which I think would be pretty bad.
15, yeah.
Yeah. Like
in a car.
Because rubber can be quite hard, can't it?
Yeah, right. Of course.
Yeah. I slumped down unconscious and he carried on driving around town. And I don't know what he was doing, but I'm assuming that a guy who carries a rubber hose and whips his girlfriend around the face is probably a bit of a shit and doing... Like, I don't think he's popping to the post office. Like, he's probably in a gang or something. Is that an assumption?
There's a lot of speculation, but I'll take it.
So, after a couple of hours, he's driving for a few hours round town. He's obviously doing something dodgy.
Panicking? Stuck in a one-way system?
Maybe. But he didn't give a shit for a while. Then when he realised that she hadn't woken up, and it had been ages. He eventually worked out
that rubber hosing was... didn't seem to agree with her. I don't know what's the matter.
She was, in fact, dead.
Oh, shit, from the rubber hosing.
Well, yeah. So then, to be fair, he drove himself and obviously her body to a police station, turned himself in and gave a full confession. So, so he handed himself in. Now, he was a bit of a shit already. He had been married. He was an ex-convict. He'd served time. And he tried to poison his wife as well previously. So I think police knew of him and actually thought, brilliant. Well, not brilliant, someone's dead, but let's get him away now for this. Let's not let him get, like, we're going to make this an airtight case.
Maybe she was bringing up the fact that he tried to poison his wife. And she was like, what are you going to do, poison me? And he was like, no, I'm going to smack you with a hose.
Maybe. So he was clearly a dangerous person. However, medical report was done on Sarah Talbot straight away, and the results changed everything. So Sarah had sickle cell anemia, and two independent reports stated she'd been dying of this prior to being beaten, and at the exact time that Jones had whipped out his rubber hose, Sarah died of the disease.
I'm not sure how they could find out the exact time of death from the sickle cell anemia.
I mean...
like, we'll know the time she died, but I
thought
that.
I mean, I did have a look into it, and it did say... I mean, there wasn't a lot on this on the internet, to be fair. It's quite a small story. But, and then it said something like that they decided that if he hadn't have beaten her, then she would have definitely died the next day anyway. So I don't know if they were... I don't know if the report was, oh, she would have died anyway. But then they did say that two reports said that she died of natural causes.
I'm going to say, I guess you can tell if she died from the injuries. Like, were those injuries enough to have died? Or was it like, I don't know, was she ended up starved of oxygen or whatever?
Yeah. So I looked at sickle cell anemia, and it's a disease which mostly affects people of African, Caribbean, Middle Eastern, Eastern Mediterranean, and Asian ethnic backgrounds.
Just everyone then.
And it causes different shaped red blood cells, and they become stuck in blood vessels. So it increases risk of infections, causes strokes and lung problems. So I guess that she was quite severely damaged and therefore ended up dying from it. So Edward H. Albano was the person who conducted the first examination, and he's the one who said it was death by natural causes, and then they had a second examiner confirm that.
He sounds like a coroner who works as a magician on the weekends.
Edward H. Albano.
The great Albano. He knows what you died of.
So the murder charge was removed because obviously they couldn't.
Yeah, but doesn't he get punished for like the smacking?
He got done for assault and battery and found guilty of that, but a lot shorter sentence. So he's going to go away for, I don't know, 20, 25 years. It could have been death row. And then literally this report comes through. Because you'd think that would be a cut and dry case. You've got a guy, a rubber hose, and a dead woman. And he's saying, yeah, I smacked her with it, and then she died. And then...
yeah, I'm surprised they even looked... that's, like, really honest of the people that looked into it. Because if they wanted to put him away, they could just be like, we won't look into it that closely.
So he ended up getting away with it. That's it.
And now he does a 5K run every year to raise money for sickle cell anemia.
No. Not that I know of. I don't know where the fuck he is. There's nothing on the internet.
Like a million years ago, he's probably dead.
Probably
rubber hosed himself to death.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Freak rubber hose accident. On a 5K run. Slash and dash! Dash!
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.